Hi, my name is Devin Devine, and this is Hera. I know what you're gonna say. Hera, it's your fault for marrying your brother. But not many people know I was duped into the whole thing. He asked me for years, flashing his big rod around, promising me that I'd be the queen of heaven and that he'd give me thousands of children. And every time, I said no. But you can only say no for so long, right? He took from me in the middle of a storm, raging through the night. And I wasn't about to let him leave me there, used and ashamed. I am a goddess, and I knew my day would come. So I married him. And everybody calls me the jealous wife. Vengeful, they say, because it's not like you have never seen a woman mad at a cheating husband. The world bloomed on our wedding day like a giant middle finger. But here I am, supposed symbol of marriage and fertility, constantly called a peaceful matron, expected to be presiding over the happy home. And my husband, Zeus, he keeps saying, "Baby, I love you. Baby, don't be mad. Baby, she's just a mortal, and you're a goddess. And then there's another fucking Hercules running around." Sure. Together we made Ares, but look what good that did. And my only solo accomplishment thus far is a son named, Hepatitis, Hephaestus, or whatever. I want to burn them all. I think of that night that cuckoo bird, Zeus douche, husband of the heavens, came to my window in the middle of that storm. How I thought if I just held it tight enough, maybe he would stop struggling. And the tighter I try to hold on to anything, the less there is to hold. That is what I try to whisper to women now the night before they wed. Like my daughter-in-law, Aphrodite, she's stuck with hepatitis. I tell these women about the sand in the palm of their hand. How gentle, how careful they must hold the love, because once they grasp it into a fist, it's gone. Look at me. I'm the worst shining example. I let my love grow so fertile it grew into a child of its own, and not even an attractive one. Child of mine, jealous ache in the pit of my stomach, vengeful and ugly love in the palm of my hand.